Harvest day fills the kitchen with color and noise. Crates of tomatoes crowd the counter. Baskets of pears lean into a sweet fog. You rinse. You sort. You tell yourself you will not waste a single jar this year. Canning is how you lock summer inside glass. It is also chemistry and heat and clean habits. Done right, it is safe and steady. Done wrong, it can turn risky fast. This guide walks you through a simple plan. First, you will learn how to pick the right method for the food in front of you and set up a clean station. Next, you will run two full canning playbooks. One water bath for high acid foods. One pressure canner for low acid foods. Last, you will check seals, store jars, and handle problems without panic. You will finish with shelves you trust and a routine you can repeat. Chapter 1, Prep, Safety, and Selecting the Right Method. Scope. You will set up a safe canning station, match foods to the correct method, and prepare produce for today's run. You will learn clean handling, headspace rules, and how to acidify tomatoes. You will finish with jars filled and ready for processing. Safety. Canning mixes heat, glass, and food safety. Treat it with respect. Botulism is rare but serious. The spores live in soil. They can grow in low acid, airless jars at room temperature. Heat and proper method stop them. Use a water bath only for high acid foods. Use a pressure canner for low acid foods. Keep raw meat and eggs away from your canning area. Wash hands often. Keep pets and kids out of the workflow zone. Lift hot jars with a lifter. Wear closed shoes. Use dry towels. Keep electricity and water apart. Follow local code if you wire extra outlets or add a hot plate. Tools and materials. Canner type 1. A deep water bath canner with a rack and a lid. Canner type 2. A pressure canner with locking lid, vent, weight or dial gauge, and rack. Glass jars. Half pint, pint, or quart canning jars free of chips and cracks. New lids. Rings in good shape. Use a new lid each time. Jar lifter, funnel, debubbler tool or clean chopstick, bubble remover, magnetic lid wand. Clean towels and paper towels. Vinegar in a small bowl for rim wiping. Bottled lemon juice or citric acid for tomatoes. Pickling salt for brine products. Regular salt can cloud brine. White sugar for jams. Pectin for certain jams if needed. Spices for pickles. Timer you can hear. Notebook and marker for labels. Thermometer for checking hot pack temperatures. For pressure canner users. Spare gasket if your model uses one. Manual for your canner. Setup. Clear a work triangle. One side for clean jars and lids. One side for hot product. One side for the canner. Wash jars, lids, and rings in hot soapy water. Rinse well. Keep jars hot until filling. You can keep them in a pot of hot water, just under a boil. Set a clean towel as your filling station. Place the funnel, debubbler, and a ladle there. Put a small bowl of vinegar and paper towels within reach. Fill the canner half full of hot water for a water bath. For a pressure canner, add 2 to 3 inches of water as the manual states. Put the rack inside. What you can and cannot water bath. High acid foods have a pH at or below 4.6. They can be made safe with a boiling water bath. This list includes most fruits, jams, jellies, fruit butters, and pickles that use tested vinegar brines. Tomatoes are special. They hover near the line. Always add acid to tomatoes for canning. Low acid foods have a pH above 4.6. Most vegetables are low acid. Green beans, corn, carrots, beets, and potatoes must be pressure canned. Broths, stocks, and meats must also be pressure canned. Never water bath low acid foods. The boiling point is not enough heat for spores in a dense jar. Choosing your method today. Make a quick board with today's harvest. Examples help. If you pick peaches and plan a light syrup, that is high acid. You will water bath. If you picked green beans, that is low acid. You will pressure can. If you pick tomatoes for crushed tomatoes, you will water bath, but you must acidify. If you plan salsa, use a tested recipe and follow the listed jar size and time. If you plan to complain pumpkin, stop. Pumpkin puree is not safe for home pressure canning. Freeze purees instead. You can pressure can pumpkin cubes only packed in water, using tested times. Preparing produce the same day. Quality in equals quality out. Sort out soft or moldy pieces. Trim blemishes. Rinse under cool running water. Do not soak fruit for long periods. Dirt can carry spores. Keep work surfaces clean. Use a board for raw produce and a clean board for hot product. For tomatoes, remove skins by blanching for 1 minute and slipping skins. Add bottled lemon juice to each jar. Use 2 tablespoons for a quart. Use 1 tablespoon for a pint. You can use citric acid. Use 1/2 teaspoon for a quart. Use 1/4 teaspoon for a pint. Add salt for flavor if desired. Salt is not a safety step for tomatoes. For pickles, make a brine with vinegar that is 5% acidity. Do not dilute past tested ratios. Keep cucumbers fresh and small for crisp results. Trim blossom ends. For jams, measure fruit and sugar exactly. Pectin needs the right ratio to set. Use a wide pot to speed boiling. Headspace rules. Headspace is the gap between food and lid. It lets product expand during processing and form a vacuum as it cools. Follow tested headspace. Jams and jellies usually need 1/4 inch. Fruits and pickles often need 1/2 inch. Tomatoes vary by product. Low acid vegetables for pressure canning often need 1 inch. Broths and meats often need 1 inch to 1 1/4 inch. Read the recipe you are using and match it. Filling jars. Set a hot jar on the towel. Use the funnel. Ladle hot product into the jar. Check headspace with a ruler or the tool. Slide the debubbler down the sides to release trapped air. Do this slowly all around. Add more product if headspace grew after bubbles escaped. Wipe the rim with a paper towel dipped in vinegar for pickled or fatty foods. Wipe with hot water for sweet foods. Place a new lid. Set the ring and turn until fingertip tight. Do not crank hard. The lid must vent air during processing. Keep jars hot. Move filled jars to the rack. Keep spacing between jars so water can move around them. When you have a canner load ready, you can process. Water bath process overview. Bring the water to a rolling boil. The water must cover jar tops by at least 1 inch. Use hotter water if your kitchen is cool. Lower jars into the canner. Put on the lid. When water returns to a full boil, start the timer. Keep a steady boil the whole time. Add boiling water if needed to keep coverage. When time is done, turn off heat. Remove the lid. Wait 5 minutes. Lift jars straight up with the lifter. Set them on a towel. Do not tilt. Do not press lids. Let them cool in place. Pressure canner process overview. Place filled jars on the rack in the canner. The water level is a few inches, not full. Lock the lid. Heat on high. Let steam vent in a steady plume for 10 minutes. This drives out air and builds even heat. Place the weight or close the petcock as your manual states. Bring pressure to the target for your altitude. Hold it steady. Adjust heat in small moves. Never leave a pressure canner. When time is done, turn off heat. Let pressure fall to zero on its own. Do not force cool. Wait a few minutes more. Open the lid away from your face. Lift jars straight up. Set on a towel. Let them cool in place. Altitude basics. Water boils at lower temperatures up high. You must add time for a water bath. You must raise pressure for a pressure canner. Learn your altitude once. Write it on a card near the stove. Use tested adjustment tables. If you travel between regions, check again. Clean workflow habits. Keep a wet cloth to wipe spills at once. Keep a dry towel for your hands. Replace towels as they get damp. Keep the rim wiping step sacred. A speck of jam or oil can stop a seal. Keep rings only finger tight. Do not stack hot jars. Do not move jars once set to cool. Write times in a notebook as you start each batch. Quality choices. Choose jar sizes that match how you eat. Jams often fit half pints. Beans often fit pints. Quarts are heavy and slow to cool. Pack styles matter. Raw pack saves time but can trap air. Hot pack shrinks food before you fill. Hot pack often gives better quality and fewer floating foods. Checks or fixes. If you see bubbles rising inside a filled but unprocessed jar, that is normal air release. If you see a chip on a rim, empty that jar back into the pot. Use a new jar. If you see clouding in pickle brine, check your salt type. Use pickling salt next time. If jars tip over in the canner, your rack may be crowded. Reduce the load. Care. When you finish the day, wash tools in hot soapy water. Dry rings well. Store rings separate from jars so rust does not mark lids. Leave pressure canner parts clean and dry. If your canner uses a gasket, inspect for cracks. Keep the manual in a zipper bag nearby. Time window and yield. Plan 2 to 3 hours for setup and a first run. Jams can be faster. Pressure canning runs are longer. Yield depends on product and jar size. A standard box of fruit can yield 6 to 8 half pints of jam. A full basket of beans can yield 7 pints in a typical canner. Failsafe. If you are not sure which method to use, do not guess. Stop and look up a tested recipe for that exact product and jar size. If you cannot confirm, freeze the food instead of canning today. That's your setup. You now have a clean station. You know which foods need which method. You can fill jars with correct headspace and prepare them for safe processing. Next, you will run 2 full playbooks. 1 water bath for a high acid product. 1 pressure canner run for a low acid vegetable. Chapter 2 Method Playbooks. Water bath and pressure canning. You are going to run 2 complete canning runs from start to finish. The first run is a water bath batch for a high acid product. The second run is a pressure canner batch for a low acid vegetable. You will use the same clean station you set in the first chapter. You will manage steady heat. You will keep your notes as you go. You will finish with jars cooling on towels. Start with the water bath run. Choose a high acid product that you can finish within 1 work session. Jam is a simple choice. Pickles are another good choice if you already have brine mixed and vegetables trimmed. The method is the same in both cases. The recipe details will change, but the steps will feel familiar by the second batch. Set clean jars in hot water so they stay warm. Line up new lids and clean rings within easy reach. Put the rack in your water bath canner. Fill the canner with hot water so it will cover your jars by at least 1 inch once the jars are loaded. Place the canner over medium heat. Bring it close to a simmer. You want the water hot, but not boiling yet. That gives you time to fill jars without losing water to heavy steam. Make the product while the canner heats. If you are making jam, measure fruit and sugar exactly as the tested recipe states. Pectin needs the right ratio to set, so do not guess. Use a wide pot. A wide pot lets water leave fast during the boil and helps you reach the gel point in a short time. Stir often to prevent scorching. Bring the mixture to a full rolling boil that cannot be stirred down. If your recipe uses a set time, start the time when you reach that boil. If your recipe uses a sheet test with a cold spoon, take a small sample and watch how it falls from the spoon. A thick sheet tells you the pectin is set. Skim foam if needed so your jars look clear. Turn the heat down to hold a gentle simmer while you fill. If you are making pickles, bring your vinegar brine to a gentle boil in a separate pot. Keep it hot while you pack cucumbers or other vegetables into jars. Set a hot jar on a clean towel. Put the wide mouth funnel into the jar. Ladle hot product into the jar. Leave 1/4 inch of headspace for jam. Leave 1/2 inch for most pickles. Check the headspace with a ruler or a headspace tool. Slide your debubbler tool down the inside of the jar. Move slowly around the jar to release trapped air. Add a small amount of product if the level dropped after you removed bubbles. Wipe the rim with a paper towel. For pickles or any product with vinegar or fat, dip the paper towel in a little vinegar before you wipe. For jam, hot water on the towel is fine. Set a new lid on the jar. Add the ring. Turn it to fingertip tight. Repeat with the next jar. Work in a steady rhythm. Keep each filled jar hot. If a jar cools while you fill others, place it back in the hot water for a minute to warm the glass. Warm glass helps prevent thermal shock when you lower the jars into the canner. When you have enough jars to fill the canner rack, lift the rack and lower it into the hot water. If your canner does not have a hinged rack, lower jars gently with the lifter. Make sure the water covers the tops by at least 1 inch. Add hot water from a kettle if needed. Put the lid on the canner. Raise the heat until the water reaches a full rolling boil. Watch for a boil that does not slow when you lift the lid. When you see that steady boil, start the processing time. Set a timer that you can hear across the room. Keep the boil even. If the boil slows, raise the heat a little. If the boil seems wild and you are losing too much water to steam, lower the heat a little. Your goal is a steady boil that holds for the full time. If you live above sea level, you will need to adjust the time. Water boils at a lower temperature at higher elevation. That means the heat delivered to the jar at a rolling boil is less. The fix is to add minutes to the process time according to a tested table. Write your altitude on a card and tape it to the inside of a cupboard near your stove. Add the correct number of minutes every time you use a water bath. Do not guess. If you are unsure of your altitude, look up your town once and write the number where you can see it. Then you do not have to look it up again during the rush of a busy kitchen. When the time ends, turn off the heat. Wait for the boil to quiet. Remove the lid and hold it so the steam moves away from your face. Let the jars sit in the canner water for about 5 minutes. This short rest helps reduce liquid loss in the jars when you lift them out. Lift each jar straight up with the lifter and set it on a clean towel. Do not tilt the jar. Do not press the lid. Leave space between jars so air can move. Let them cool undisturbed. Your water bath run is complete. Now set up for the pressure canner run. Choose a low-acid vegetable with a simple pack. Green beans are a good example. Carrots are also good for a first pressure run. Trim and wash the produce. For beans, remove ends and cut to a length that fits your chosen jar size. For carrots, peel and cut to uniform pieces. The quality improves when you choose a hot pack for many vegetables. A short preheat in boiling water shrinks produce and drives out some air. That helps reduce floating food and trapped bubbles. Keep a pot of clean water boiling for packing if you choose hot pack. Keep your clean jars hot as before. Lay out new lids and clean rings. Check the pressure canner to confirm the vent is clear. You should see daylight if you look through the vent. The gasket and lid channel should be clean and dry. Place the rack in the bottom of the canner. Add 2 to 3 inches of hot water to the canner, as stated in the manual for your model. Pack hot jars with the prepared vegetable. For beans or carrots, pack them to a 1-inch headspace. Pour boiling water from the kettle into each jar to the same 1-inch headspace. Use a debubbler tool to release trapped air. Work the tool around the inside of the jar. Add a little more hot water if the level drops after you remove bubbles. Salt is for flavor only if you want it. It does not affect safety here. Wipe the rims very carefully. Vegetables can leave small bits on the rim. Place lids. Add rings. Turn to fingertip tight. Load jars into the pressure canner on the rack. Lock the lid as the manual states. Turn the heat to high. Watch the open vent. After a few minutes, a steady plume of steam will flow from the vent. Set a timer for 10 minutes once you see that steady plume. This step is called venting. It drives air out of the canner so saturated steam fills the chamber. Saturated steam delivers more heat to the jars than a mix of steam and air. The full 10-minute vent is not optional. It is the foundation of even heat inside the canner. When the venting time ends, place the weight over the vent or close the petcock if your model uses a dial only. The pressure will begin to rise. Watch the gauge or listen for the rhythmic rock of the weight. Bring the canner to the target pressure for your altitude. Many weight sets have steps like 10 pounds or 15 pounds. At higher elevations, you use the higher weight. If you use a dial gauge, the target may be 11 pounds for many foods at lower elevations. Your manual and your recipe will agree on the right target. Once you reach target pressure, start the processing time. Adjust the stove heat in small steps to hold pressure steady. The skill you are learning is steady control. Do not chase the needle with big moves. If the pressure creeps up, lower the heat a little and wait. If the pressure dips, raise the heat a little and wait. Each stove and canner pair has a sweet spot where the weight rocks gently and the dial holds steady. Find that sweet spot and write the burner setting in your notebook for next time. If the pressure drops below target at any time during processing, you must bring it back to target and restart the full time. This rule protects safety. It can be frustrating on your first run, but it is simple. Time starts when you are at target pressure and stays there. If you overheat and the pressure climbs higher than needed, lower the heat and let it come down slowly. Avoid sharp swings. Sharp changes in pressure can force liquid out of jars. That is called siphoning. The food can still be safe if the jar seals and the headspace is not extreme, but quality may suffer. Steady is the goal. When the processing time ends, turn off the heat. Do not move the canner. Do not open a window or place a fan near the canner. Let the pressure fall to zero on its own. This takes time. Patience here protects your jars. When the gauge reads zero and the weight stops moving, wait a few minutes more. Open the lid by tilting it away from your face so steam moves away from you. Raise the lid slowly. Lift jars straight up with the lifter and place them on a clean towel. Leave space between jars. Do not tighten rings. Do not press lids. Let the jars cool undisturbed. During both runs, you will see signs that help you judge quality. In the water bath, a steady, modest boil gives a calm surface with regular bubbles. In the pressure canner, a gentle and regular rock of the weight with a consistent hiss is ideal. A loud and rapid rock with a harsh hiss often means high pressure and likely siphoning. Write down the stove setting that gave you the best behavior for your equipment. Over time, these notes will save you stress. Packing style also affects results. Raw pack is fast because you put raw produce in jars and add hot water. It leaves more trapped air. It can lead to floating food and a larger headspace after processing. Hot pack shrinks produce in a brief preheat. It reduces floating and gives a tighter pack. It also shortens the time jars need to vent air. Many canners like the quality from hot pack, especially for beans, carrots, and beets. Try both over the season and decide which fits your kitchen. Keep the headspace correct for the chosen pack every time. You may see siphoning as jars cool. This is liquid loss from the jar into the canner or onto the towel after you lift them out. It often happens when pressure changes quickly at the end of the run. To reduce siphoning, let jars rest a few minutes with the heat off before you open the water bath. In the pressure canner, let pressure fall on its own and resist the urge to speed the cool down. Do not open a window or expose the canner to a draft. Do not jiggle the weight. Let the process finish in calm air. A jar that loses some liquid can still be safe if it's sealed and the food is fully covered. If the liquid level is far below the top of the food, the quality may drop during storage. Make a note and use those jars earlier in your rotation. Altitude adjustments matter in both methods. For the water bath, you add minutes according to your elevation. For the pressure canner, you increase the pressure. For example, someone near sea level may run a weight at 10 pounds. Someone at 3,000 feet may need to run at a higher weight. Recipes and manuals include these tables. Copy the values you use most often into your notebook so you can glance at them during the run. Read the adjustment values aloud as you write your start time. This habit helps you avoid mistakes when you are tired or working with family around. Examples help you see typical patterns. Many jams in half-pint jars process for 5 to 15 minutes after the water returns to a rolling boil. Pickle spears in pint jars often process for 10 to 15 minutes depending on the brine and the size of the spears. Green beans in pint jars often process for 20 minutes at the correct pressure. Carrots in pint jars often process for about 25 minutes at the correct pressure. These examples show ballpark ranges. Always use a tested recipe for the exact product and jar size. Do not change jar size without checking the time and method. A larger jar can require more heat to reach the cold spot in the center of the food. That is why tested recipes list sizes. Follow them exactly. While jars cool, keep your hands off the lids. The vacuum forms as the contents cool and contract. Pressing can break a forming seal or give you a false sense that a seal exists. The sound of pings is common as lids pull down. You do not need the sound for a safe seal. Silence is fine. Leave jars on the towel for at least 12 hours and up to a full day. Keep them out of drafts. Do not stack them. Do not move them to another room. Stillness helps seals form well. Your own quality control is simple and strict. Write start and end times in your notebook. Note the burner setting and the pressure behavior. Write any altitude adjustment you used. If you had to restart a time due to a pressure dip, write that. If you saw siphoning, write the details. The point is not to judge yourself. The point is to make the next batch easier. Troubleshooting during the run follows a short list. If the water bath stops boiling during timing, bring it back to a rolling boil and restart the full time. If the pressure dips below target, bring it back to target and restart the full time. If a lid buckles during processing, the ring may have been too tight or headspace too small. Fix those setup issues next time. If jars float in a pickle batch, hot pack next time and pack more tightly. If a jar tips during the water bath boil, your rack is crowded. Reduce the number of jars or use a larger canner next time. If foam rises and threatens to boil over during jam cooking, use a wider pot or lower the heat a little until you regain a steady boil. Maintenance between loads keeps your station safe. Skim foam from jam pots so it does not splash onto rims. Change the rim wiping towel when it gets sticky. Keep a small bowl of fresh vinegar for rim wiping when you work with pickles or any fatty product. Four pressure canners with gaskets. Wipe the gasket and the lid channel clean before the next load. Check the vent again for clear paths. If a seed or spice lodged in the weight path, clear it before you heat again. Confirm that the rack sits flat so jars do not wobble. As you gain experience, you will find the rhythm that keeps your kitchen calm. Set up jars and tools in small batches so you are never scrambling. Keep the kettle filled with hot water so you can top up the canner or fill jars without delay. Place a simple card near the stove with your altitude, your water bath add minutes, and your pressure settings for common foods. Write your preferred burner settings for water bath and for pressure canning. These tiny aids remove guesswork and free your mind to watch for the signs that matter. When both runs are complete, you will have two neat rows of jars cooling on towels. On one side, your high-acid product with clear liquid and clean rims. On the other side, your low-acid vegetable, packed to the right headspace with minimal liquid loss. The kitchen will be quiet now. Leave the jars alone. Let the heat finish its work. Your only job is to keep curious hands away while the seals form. You just executed both methods on the same day. You matched the food to the method. You kept heat steady. You made the right altitude changes without fuss. You recognized and reduced siphoning. You did not chase the needle. You worked with patience and with notes. That is how a safe routine begins. The next chapter will show you how to check every seal, label, and store jars, and fix the common problems without wasting food. Chapter 3, Storage, Seal Checks, Problems, and Scaling. You finish the heat work. Jars are on towels. The kitchen is quiet. Now you lock in safety and turn rows of glass into a pantry you trust. Scope. You will confirm seals, label and log each batch, store jars in the right conditions, and reprocess only when it is safe to do so. You will learn how to spot spoilage, what to discard, and what to save. You will set a rotation plan for 1 year of quality. You will clean and service gear, test gauges once a year, and plan bigger harvest weeks without stress. You will finish with a simple system you can keep for years. Safety. Never taste from a jar that failed to seal. Never taste food from a jar that spurts or foams on opening. If a jar leaks, bulges, smells off, or has mold, discard it. When in doubt, throw it out. Handle suspect jars away from fresh food. Bag and discard the whole jar if it looks dangerous. Wash hands and surfaces with hot soapy water after a discard. If a pressure canner ran dry during processing, do not trust that batch. Discard and check the canner before the next run. Keep pets and kids out of the area while you sort and store. Use gloves if you clean spoiled food. Keep glass cuts in mind when you move old jars. Tools and materials. Jar lifter and clean towels. Permanent marker and labels that stick to clean glass. Notebook or binder with your batch log. A cool, dark shelf that stays between 50 and 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Flat cardboard or shelf liners to prevent ring scuff on wood. Small flashlight to inspect lids and headspace. White vinegar and paper towels for any residue. Bleach for a light sanitizing solution when cleaning spills. For pressure canner care. Soft brush, spare gasket if your model uses one. A thin wire to check vents, food-safe lubricant if your manual calls for it. Calendar or phone reminder for annual gauge testing. Setup. Let jars cool for 12 to 24 hours on clean towels. Keep them in the same room where they processed so the air stays steady. Do not stack jars. Do not move them. This is your quiet period for seals to form. While you wait, clear and wipe the pantry shelf. Check that the space is cool and dark. Your shelves should be strong and level. Plan a spot for each product so you do not stack more than two layers high. Gather labels, marker, and your notebook so you can work without walking away. Steps. Step 1. Check seals. After the cool period, remove all rings. Rings are not part of long-term storage. Lift each jar by the lid edge with your fingertips just high enough to feel the hold. A sealed lid will not slip. The center of the lid should be slightly concave. If the center flexes up and down, the jar did not seal. If the lid pops off with light pressure, the jar did not seal. Set any unsealed jar aside for the reprocess or refrigerate decision. Step 2. Inspect the jar. Hold the jar at eye level in good light. Use a flashlight if needed. Look for a clean rim under the lid. Check liquid level. Some liquid loss from siphoning can be fine if the food is still covered and the seal is firm. Check for floating food. Check for bubbles that rise in a steady stream from one spot. A slow stream can mean hidden fermentation. If you see that, discard. Turn the jar gently in your hands. Look for film, haze, or streaks that do not match the product. Wipe the lid and threads with a paper towel dampened with vinegar if there is any residue. Step 3. Decide on reprocessing. You can reprocess a product once if both conditions are true. First, the food is still hot or has been at room temperature for less than 1 day. Second, the product will handle reheat without damage. Jams that have set firm are poor candidates for reprocessing. Many vegetables and tomatoes can be reheated, put into a clean hot jar with a new lid, and processed again for the full time. If you will not reprocess, move the unsealed jar to the refrigerator and plan to eat it within a few days. Never try to reprocess a jar that shows spoilage. Step 4. Label and log. Label each sealed jar with product, jar size, and date in month and year. Add a batch code if you keep detailed notes. In your notebook, write the product, recipe source, jar sizes, processing times, altitude adjustments, and any events, such as a pressure dip or siphoning. Add a simple quality note. Clear. Cloudy. Slight liquid loss. No issues. These notes make the next season calmer. Step 5. Store right. Place sealed, labeled jars in a cool, dark place. Aim for 50 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Light and heat fade color and flavor. Do not store jars near a stove, a dryer, or a furnace. Do not store above a refrigerator. Store jars without rings. Rings can trap moisture and hide failed seals. Keep shelves dry. Leave space around jars for airflow. Keep the floor under shelves clear so you can clean dust. Step 6. Build rotation. Plan to use high-acid foods within 1 year for best quality. Plan to use low-acid foods within 1 to 2 years. First in, first out is the rule. Place newer jars behind older jars. Move older jars forward. Tape a simple list inside the pantry door. Write counts for each product and the oldest date. Cross off as you use jars. Update when you add new batches. Step 7. Opening day checks. When you open a jar, look and smell before you taste. The lid should resist slightly as the vacuum breaks. There may be a brief hiss. If a lid lifts without resistance, examine closely. If food spurts or foams, discard. If odor is off, discard. For low-acid foods, if you doubt the storage history, bring the contents to a rolling boil for 10 minutes before tasting. Use clean utensils. Pour from the jar into a bowl. Do not dip with used spoons. Step 8. Handle common flaws. Cloudy pickle brine often comes from table salt or minerals in water. Use pickling salt and clean water next time. A white film on the outside of jars often comes from hard water. Add a splash of vinegar to canner water to reduce mineral film. Floating fruit in syrup can be reduced by hot pack and correct syrup density. Floating vegetables can be reduced by hot pack and tighter pack. Liquid loss during cooling is usually from rapid pressure change or hard boil. Steady heat and short rests help. Step 9. Maintenance and cleaning. Wash all tools in hot soapy water. Dry rings and store them separate from jars. Wipe the outside of jars. Clean shelves. For the pressure canner, wash the body and lid. Inspect the gasket for cracks. Clean the lid channel with a soft cloth. Hold the vent pipe up to the light. You should see daylight. If not, clear with a thin wire and recheck. Check the weight pieces for debris. If your model calls for a light coat of food-safe lubricant on the gasket, apply a thin film. Put the manual and small parts in a zipper bag so they stay together. Step 10. Test gauges yearly. If your pressure canner has a dial gauge, get it tested once a year. Pick a fixed date. Early summer works well. Take the lid to your local extension or a service that uses a standard reference. Write the reading in your notebook. If the gauge is off by more than what your manual allows, replace it. Weight sets do not need testing, but you still inspect the vent and wait for damage. Step 11. Plan your batch calendar. Scale up by mapping crops to weeks. Write likely harvest windows. Pair each crop with a method and a jar size. For example, early June, strawberry jam in half pints. Late June, sweet cherry pie filling in pints with tested recipe. Mid-July, cucumber pickles in pints. Late July, crushed tomatoes in quarts with acid added. August, green beans in pints under pressure. Count the jars and lids you will need. Buy lids early. Stagger batches across mornings or evenings so you do not rush. Step 12. Set your staging shelves. Keep one shelf for clean jars and new lids. Keep a second shelf for filled, sealed jars that are cooling. Keep a third shelf for labeled storage. This three-shelf flow keeps hot jars in one place and finished jars in another. Write a small sign if others use your kitchen. Cooling. Do not move. This will save seals. Step 13. Build a small emergency kit. Keep a spare jar lifter, extra rings, a box of new lids, and a roll of labels in one bin. Add a small flashlight, a timer, a marker, and paper tape. During harvest, you can grab this bin and avoid hunting for tools. Step 14. Photo record. Take one clear photo of each batch before processing that shows pack and headspace. Take one photo after cooling that shows seals and labels. Store these in a folder by month and year. Photos help you spot patterns such as headspace drift or packing too loose. Step 15. Share the load. If you plan a big day with heavy crops, ask a helper to manage labels, logs, and storage while you handle heat. One person focuses on clean rims and headspace. One person handles timers and notes. This division lowers mistakes. Verify. Run through a short checklist before you put jars on the shelf. Seals. Lids hold when lifted. Centers are concave. No flex. Rims. Clean and free of chips. No residue under lids. Liquid. Food is covered. Liquid is not cloudy unless the recipe allows. Labels. Product, jar size, month and year, batch code if used. Log. Times, altitude settings, and events recorded. Storage. Cool, dark, dry shelf. No rings on jars. Rotation. Oldest jars forward. List updated. Say each item out loud as you check it. Speaking it helps memory and reduces misses when you are tired. Common fails and fixes. Fail. Lids buckle during processing. Cause. Rings too tight or headspace too small. Fix. Turn rings only to fingertip tight. Measure headspace with a tool. Do not crank lids down. Fail. Seal fails after a day on the shelf. Cause. Food residue on rim or small chip under the lid. Fix. Keep rim wiping sacred. Use vinegar wipe for pickled or fatty foods. Inspect rims with fingertips and eyes before you fill. Fail. Cloudy brine and pickles. Cause. Table salt or hard water minerals. Fix. Use pickling salt. Use clean water. Add a splash of vinegar to canner water to prevent film on jars. Fail. Floating fruit. Cause. Raw pack or light syrup. Fix. Hot pack fruit. Adjust syrup density per tested chart. Pack more tightly. Fail. Liquid loss or siphoning. Cause. Rapid pressure change or overboil. Fix. In water bath, let jars rest 5 minutes with lid off before lifting. In pressure canning, allow pressure to fall on its own. Avoid drafts. Keep heat steady. Fail. White crystals in jars of greens or beans. Cause. Natural minerals or starch. Fix. Rinse before serving. Use hot pack to reduce clouding. Check water hardness. Fail. Rusty rings. Cause. Rings left on jars in storage or put away damp. Fix. Store jars without rings. Wash and dry rings. Keep rings in a dry bin. Fail. Flat sour taste in tomatoes. Cause. Slow cooling or long hold before processing. Fix. Work faster from harvest to jar. Keep jars hot. Acidify tomatoes as directed. Fail. Sticky film under rings. Cause. Siphon product or sugar on the rim. Fix. Remove rings after cooling. Wipe threads and lids with hot water or a little vinegar. Store without rings. Fail. Black marks inside the canner. Cause. Minerals or reaction with metal. Fix. Add a splash of vinegar to the canner water. Rinse the canner after use. Document. Make documentation part of the rhythm. Keep a one-page template you fill for each batch. Batch sheet fields. Date. Product and recipe source. Jar sizes and counts. Method. Time and altitude changes. Burner setting notes. Start and stop times. Venting time for pressure runs. Siphoning yes or no. Seal count. Any issues. Taste notes after first jar. Storage shelf and row. Tape the sheet inside a thin binder. Use tab dividers by month. At the end of the season, read your notes. Circle any recurring issue, such as siphoning on carrots or cloudiness on pickles. Add one-line fixes at the front of the binder. These become your personal rules for next year. Scaling calmly. When crops peak, volume can double overnight. A simple plan prevents late nights. Stagger batches. Run one water bath in the morning and one pressure run in the evening. Clean between runs. Pre-trim days. Trim and wash produce the day before, then chill. Hot pack next day. Jar math. A standard deep canner holds 7 pints or 7 quarts on one rack. A double-deck pressure canner can hold more in pints. Count jars before you start so you do not have hot product and no glass. Station flow. Left side, clean hot jars. Center, filling towel and funnel. Right side, canner. Behind you, cooling towels and labels. Do not cross these paths. Supply buffer. Keep one extra box of lids and two extra cases of jars during peak weeks. Cooling space. Set up a folding table with towels, so cooling jars are not on your main prep bench. Helpers. Assign one person to timers and notes. Assign one person to rims and labels. You stay on heat and headspace. Gear care and longevity. A pressure canner can last decades if you maintain it. Body and lid. Wash and dry after each use. Never scour the ceiling surface. Gasket. Inspect for cracks. Replace if it looks tired or flattens. Keep a spare on hand. Vent and wait. Clear with a thin wire. Rinse and dry. Bolts and locks. Wipe and dry. Light oil on external threads if your manual allows. Dial gauge. Test once a year. Record the reading and the date. Storage. Store the canner with the lid upside down on the body, so the gasket does not compress. Keep small parts in a bag inside the pot. Water bath canners are simple. Racks can rust. Replace racks when they sag. If enamel chips, dry the canner right after use to slow rust. Add a splash of vinegar to water to reduce mineral marks. Jars last a very long time if you treat them well. Wash by hand or in a dishwasher. Check rims for chips with your fingertip before each fill. Do not stack jars more than two layers high on shelves. Use flat cardboard between layers to spread weight. A simple pantry map. Give each shelf a zone. Top shelf for jams and jellies. Middle shelves for fruits and pickles. Lower shelves for low acid vegetables and stocks. Keep heavier quarts low. Keep half pints where you can reach for breakfast. Label shelf edges with painter's tape. Product. Size. Goal count. Current count. This turns the pantry into a quiet inventory board. Using your stock. Plan meals around rotation. Oldest tomatoes become sauce this month. Oldest beans go into stew. Open two small jars rather than one large jar if that fits your family. Do not stretch a jar across many days. Once opened, move the contents into the refrigerator and use soon. If you share jars, write your name and the date on the lid and add a small instruction. Refrigerate after opening. Best within 3 days. Teaching others. If a friend helps, print a one-page quick start and tape it to a cabinet. Quick start points. Do not touch lids while jars cool. Rim wipe before every lid. Fingertip tight only. Water bath must cover jars by 1 inch. Pressure canner must vent 10 minutes. Restart time if pressure dips. Rings off for storage. People learn fast when rules are short and stated plain. Time windows and yield expectations. Plan 30 minutes for seal checks, labels, and logging for a 7-jar load. Plan 1 hour to move and shelve a large evening's work of 3 to 4 loads. Expect that a tight harvest week may need 2 evenings of storage work. Schedule it like any other job, so you do not cut corners. Quality shifts with time. High acid jars keep bright flavor for about 1 year. Low acid jars keep best for 1 to 2 years. After that, food can still be safe if the seal holds and storage was cool, but texture and color fade. Use old jars first and keep the season moving. What not to do? Do not flip jars upside down to make a seal. Do not test seals by banging lids. Do not stack hot jars. Do not store jars with rings on. Do not store in sunlit windows or hot garages. Do not guess on reprocessing. If you are not sure, refrigerate and eat soon. Do not taste suspect food to decide. Your nose and eyes are safer tools. Reflection and habit. Your habits make safety simple. Wipe rims every time. Measure headspace. Hold a steady boil or steady pressure. Let jars rest before lifting. Remove rings for storage. Label and log. Cool dark shelves. First in, first out. Test gauges once a year. These few habits carry most of the weight. Recap. 3 bullets. You learned how to check seals, label and log, and store jars in a cool, dark space. You learned when to reprocess, when to discard, and how to read common flaws without panic. You set a rotation plan, a maintenance plan, and a calendar that scales up without chaos. That is your finish line. Clean jars on calm shelves. Notes in the binder. A plan for next week. You kept summer in glass, and you did it in a way you can repeat.